Hello, I am Matti. I am the head of customer success in Asia Pacific in Smartly.
Recorded on site in Tokyo at Advertising Week 2018, you're listening to the AW360 Live podcast. I'm Richard Larson, director of AW360 at Advertising Week, and throughout this series, I'll be speaking with the best in the industry. Today's episode is part one of a focus on Facebook marketing, featuring a pair of guests from Smartly. For more information about Smartly, visit smartly.io, and of course, visit www.advertisingweek.com for the latest on Advertising Week's events around the world.
Tell us a little bit more about what Smartly does and specifically what you do in the Asia region.
Smartly is something that's known as Facebook Marketing Partner, and it means that we are focused towards Facebook and Instagram platform, and we work together with Facebook and their biggest clients to help them achieve more from their Facebook advertising. As for Asia Pacific, we have been here for almost 2.5 years now, establishing our Asia headquarters in Singapore and are very focused actually to grow the Japan market in the coming months because of the interesting shift that we've seen in the region.
What shift is that?
Well, Japan traditionally has been very agency-driven market. So from the book of business of Facebook, more than 90% went through agencies. So no one did their Facebook marketing themselves. But recently, one of the more advanced advertisers are actually, for the first time, taking their ad efforts from agency to in-house. And that's usually where a Facebook marketing partner comes in to help.
And what's trending right now when it comes to Facebook advertising?
I would say that 2018 will be the year of the video. Video as a concept is nothing new. We have seen, at least I have seen, many videos in the past running through the Facebook platform, especially on desktop. But the shift we have seen is everything is going mobile first. So a lot of vertical videos, a lot of kind of low-grade influencer videos where they don't really edit, they don't really put the posh in. And for the first time ever, we have seen companies and advertisers actually doing videos for Facebook first instead of TV or other platforms first. So they are focused on building these short, snappy 6 to 15 second videos to create those kind of thumb-stopping experiences that Facebook is all about.
Is that a trend that you've seen globally per se, or is that something that you're seeing more and more in Japan, or both?
I would say that Japan and Asia is lagging a little bit behind. So the trend has started more already in Europe and especially in the US. US is very heavy on influencers, as you might know. But we have seen the similar trend kind of catching up here in Asia Pacific and in Japan, especially because in Japan, Instagram is extremely strong platform. So that is what I would say that in 2018, video will be the big thing in Asia Pacific.
With creatives taking the limelight for Facebook advertising this year, how would advertisers with smaller creative teams keep up with the demand for generating so many creatives?
And that is one of the bigger challenges when it comes to especially video. They in the past have been very resource heavy to create, and also video, also static. When you have creative agencies or creative teams, it takes a lot of time to create one piece of good-looking creative. And that's where we in Smartly aim to help by bringing in a lot of automation. So we bring in features and functionalities that help to eliminate as much manual work as possible when it comes to creating creatives or videos at scale. I guess one example what we do is we have gone from recommending our clients to create individual ads to creating ad designs. So, for example, in the past you would have an ad that would feature a background, some logos, some colors, some emojis, hearts, maybe a product and price. That ad would be then used, and then they go on to make another ad. What we recommend is to create a design that has a logo, it might have a background, and then they would add placeholders. Like, okay, insert the product here, or products here, insert the price here, and insert the discount here. And they would still be within the brand guidelines of all the colors and schemes, and then we will automatically populate the placeholders with relevant data. So you can have one ad design that gets replicated a million times for a million different products, a million different prices and discounts, and that's how you can really scale your creative efforts without having to scale everything else.
Have like the creative teams that are normally working on ads, I mean, how receptive are they to that?
Well, usually they have actually been very, because as with, especially I feel creative, I feel that pain, they are very overworked. They work usually with multiple different teams, not just Facebook and not even just digital, and everyone wants their creatives and everyone wants them now. And they are feeling the pressure, and then there's the CMO giving them a hard time, and they can still implement their vision and their kind of creativity in these designs, because they are just as good doing these designs as their individual ads. So we have seen them being very recipient, because it releases a lot of time from them to them being able to focus on other stuff instead of just copying creatives manually from one platform to another.
Advertisers are increasingly thinking about how they ought and should personalize their ads. What aspects should they be considering?
Talking just about product placement, we have seen when we do split testing of creative A versus creative B versus creative C and targeting the same demographic, is that if you're selling a product or destination, anything that you can actually, you know, direct response buy, ads that show prices usually convert to the purchase slightly higher than ads without prices. And when in certain categories, we have also seen that if you showcase multiple products in a good-looking collage in certain categories like electronics, for example, or some fashion categories, they tend to convert better than just showing individual products.
Do you think that's because of just the sheer variety being shown, or is that something that we as human beings just like to see? We want to see that variety that, you know, hey, it's not just this one thing. I mean, what's the sort of mentality or philosophy behind that?
I believe it's partly that we like to see the variety, and the other is that I guess we like to see what we are getting into, that the price is there, that, you know, like, you know, this is something and I don't know what it really costs or what's the commitment required here. So, and especially if nowadays, you know, discounts, you know, we have the various discounts events like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then you have all this other. So to have that extra engagement point that by now this is sale and it's only lasting this finite amount of time, that really seems to resonate with certain audiences.
Works on me every time, I'll tell you that. How do we go about connecting the dots between creative performance and data?
And that's actually the question we asked ourselves and our clients roughly a year ago, and it turned out that there is no silver bullet. So we actually ended up making a world tour, this tour of conferences that we gave to our clients with that exact headline, how to bridge the gap between creative and data. Because as it usually goes, is that creative team creates an ad and then gives it to the performance team, they run it, and then it works or it doesn't work. And then they, you know, might share the results that, okay, this worked. And then it's basically a one-way street. Material gets produced to the performance team, it gets pushed onto whatever platform, and that's the end of it. And it has been extremely difficult trying to kind of make it a two-way street, that instead of just dismissing a creative because it has low click-through rates or low engagement, we go back and look at the data, and especially look at the correlations between data. And we have a very talented creative studio team that tries to teach our clients how to look at it, how to create that two-way street communication. It's basically, you don't need any tools or features or gadgets to do it. It's a change in mindset on how you communicate together. One example where we had a client in fashion client in US. that had a extremely high engagement and click-through rate on this lifestyle ad. It was through the roof, better than anything else. But it didn't have any purchases. It didn't have any results. And then the performance team discarded that creative very quickly, that it's not what we are looking for. We're not getting any purchases. Give us another one. And then we stepped in that there's actually something very engaging in this credit. It's actually very good performing credit. We just, there's something missing. And the thing was that the ad wasn't really telling what it was selling and what's the point, why would you want to do the end conversion, which was a purchase. So we changed a little bit by showcasing the brand and the call to action and again the price, that you are, this is actually a product you can buy, or this is a site you can register to for $6.99 a month. And then it maintained the high click-through rate, but then the people who clicked also went through the funnel and actually converted as a paying customer. And that's one of the things we try to change, is that there might be some small tweaks that you can do to an existing ad to get huge benefits further down the funnel, instead of just going, this doesn't work, give us another one.
Last question. And this is my question by default anyway. So yeah. What's your number one tip for brands that want to take their Facebook advertising to the next level this year?
So do try out videos. And they don't have to be fancy. They can be very granular or very easy to do. And do everything mobile first. That's where the world is now. And do look at your data in a sense that to find out the correlation between what's driving the engagement versus what's driving the end performance. So don't look at just the first point of a click, but look throughout the whole customer journey. And finally, to achieve all of that, use smartly.